Good evening. Welcome. I'm Richard Grund. This is Firefall Talk Radio, Reflections in the Dark, January 7, 2018. It's going to be a special edition show. Won't be going a whole hour. Got some things I need to talk to you about. You know, when we started Reflections in the Dark, May 2010, it had been a goal and a plan and became the voice of SRT, and we shared with you over the years our experiences and what the team was doing and everything we did. We started out to offer an alternative view of the paranormal and prophecy, UFOs, things like that, and I believe that we did that. We've had guests, some very well-known guests over the years, kind of moved away from that because we began to have conflicting viewpoints. And I'm not here to promote false information, nor am I here to help people make money that I don't agree with. That's just not my thing. Never will be. 390 shows viewed by over 150,000 viewers. We've had fun. We've gotten to know one another. Don't get afraid. It's not over. Our experience together, our journey is not over. But to everything, there is a season. And the season for Reflections in the Dark is over. It's going to go dark, literally, for now. It may come back as a segment in the upcoming show. I still have a heart for the concept and for the title. I just do not see it as an entire show anymore. It's going to be replaced by something I've been talking about for 6 months, a new magazine-style format with guest reporters giving reports on specific topics. Won't always be live. They'll send them in. We'll air them. It will be the same content, but it will be presented differently. In fact, I'm lining up guest reporters now. Some you may know, some you won't know. They'll be new. If you feel that you have the desire and the ability, sometimes the two don't go together, forgive me, the desire and the ability, go to firefalltalkradio.com, contact me with your topic, what you'd like to cover. If you have a resume or a reel or anything that you can give me before I reach back out to you to review, that would be great. We're going to open this up a little bit. It's a lot of work for one person to do. And Sunday night has conflicts. Sometimes you have to go out of town. Hopefully I'll be doing that a lot in 2018. Hoping I will be back to Birmingham soon. No date on that yet. Definitely have to head out in March to do more footage and more interviews for the documentary, The Deep Darkness. And I'm also believing God's getting ready to open up some other doors that I've been very quietly working on. We are also looking for advertising and support and anything that you may have or you know somebody that would like to do a commercial or a plug or whatever. I don't even know what it would cost. It'll probably be something nominal. Again, I'm not real good about the whole money-making aspect of this. It bothers me, but that's just me. Now, what is replacing Reflections in the Dark? It'll be on Sunday nights, same time, which means it'll need a new link and a new show slot, so you'll have to switch your, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm off note tonight. I forgot to write this part down. Working all day on a promo for tomorrow that I will post so that you can get the idea of where we're going and what we're doing, but you'll have to create a new link and get new alerts. The new show is going to be called Overwatch, capital O, capital W, two words. As one word, Overwatch. It's a military term, modern warfare. An Overwatch is a force protection tactic. It's a small unit, a military vehicle. It supports another unit. The overwatching or supporting unit will take a position above, observing the terrain ahead, looking for the enemy, providing cover when needed. And it came about in the 50s in the military. Larry, who I'm hopefully will be making a part of the new show, giving reports on his own area of expertise. This is something I've been thinking about, Reflections in the Dark. Like I said, when we started out, it was to shine the light into the darkness. It was a direct response to what was going on in the paranormal community. We have expanded it over the years with topics other than the paranormal. Sometimes it ran parallel with The Porch, the Wednesday night Bible study and online fellowship. I just really felt it was time to pull that in, get more specific, and change with the times. See, my desire has always been, beside going into the darkness as a sheepdog for the Great Shepherd, beside doing what I do with SRT, my desire has always been to give you as much information as I possibly could to prepare you for what's coming and is already here. I've gotten to know some of you over the years, and I believe that I've reached that goal. There's so many more of you that I do not communicate with. I don't understand. I know some of you listen every week and have for 7 years. Not a word. And I'm not looking for compliments. That's just not my thing. But what I would like to communicate with you. So go to firefalltalkradio.com, supernaturalresponse.net. Contact me there. I know some have tried contacting through Blog Talk and Spreaker. For whatever reason, maybe my email program sees it as spam. I don't get those alerts. So go to the main websites. Here's what we'll be covering. We'll be covering, just like we have in the past, world events, in the news, entertainment and media. Saw a movie last night. I have to watch movies for the SAG Awards. I don't have to. I'm choosing to. There's a bunch of films I will not watch. I refuse to watch. Watched one last night called The Shape of Water. I'm going to post something online about that. Bizarre, disturbing film. But beautifully filmed, wonderfully acted, well-directed. Professionally, it's got everything. Content-wise, disturbs me. Entertainment media, politics, finance, an area that we've not talked a lot about. Cybersecurity, which we have. Regular security. Religion. The end times, prophecy, and of course, the supernatural and the paranormal. Now, I haven't decided, as yet, whether we will keep the weekly format or the monthly format. And I know some of you have written and said, hey, I look forward to hearing you every Sunday night. And I do appreciate that. It just sometimes becomes impossible to get this kind of content together in that period of time. But having said that, I am leaning towards a weekly show. It will depend upon the amount of content acquired and created and people lined up over the next 3 weeks. Because to meet the goal, we won't be back. I won't be back until Sunday, February 4th. Wednesday night Bible study is not a show. It will always be there. I do not view that as a show. It is an online Bible study and fellowship. You'll see a graphic on Facebook probably as soon as I get off the air. And the graphic and promo will be online tomorrow at the main website for Firefall Talk Radio, for the Supernatural Response team, supernaturalresponse.net. And on our various social media platforms. And as I said, as a topic comes up that will become outdated, I'll just post something. I'll get on my phone, I'll get on this computer, and I'll put something up on Spreaker, and I'll put the link up online. I'm also adding new shows to Firefall Talk Radio. I'm discussing with content creators who will have their own shows, and we will begin to expand the original intention. It was the original intention to do more of that. It just never happened for a lot of reasons. But now I'm speaking to people who have their own ideas for shows that I believe Firefall Talk Radio would benefit from, and our viewers would as well. The one thing I am going to ask is, if you can support what we do on Firefall Talk Radio, The Porch, SRT, the things that we're doing, we would greatly appreciate it. Pretty much for the last 7 years, this show, our efforts, everything has been run by what comes into the ministry, to Firefall, and many times what comes out of my pocket. I will continue to do that if need be, but if we can get beyond that, that'd be really great, which is why I'm branching out into the concept of advertising and supporting and things like that. I have no problem reaching into my pocket if that's what needs to happen. The other thing that we're working on, I'm not sure how this will play out because it's a bigger effort, is maybe when school gets out, end of spring, early summer, somewhere in there, I'll let you know, of having some kind of a weekend event somewhere. I'll have to figure out where the listeners are, where the regular attendees are, and come up with an idea. A very long time ago, in a galaxy far, far, wait, a while ago, we did something called the Sea Conference. It was an idea that I came up with called the Supernatural Explanation Event. It was kind of a seminar concept for Reflections in the Dark. Then along the way, we tweaked it and it became the Ephesians 5:11 seminar, which was a little more spiritual than it was paranormal. Somewhere in the middle is whatever this next thing will be. Maybe it'll be the Sea Conference again, just simply because it's easy to remember and I still have the graphics. I would like to do that. I've done it now 3 times, and all 3 times wiped out the Porch Firefall accounts when it was over. Not going to do that again. If we can do it far enough in advance and you'll support it, we'll get it done. I'll talk to guest speakers. I'll talk to people that I've met along the way to bring in to share their expertise. My goal for 2018, 8 is the number of new beginnings, to make this a new beginning. There'll be a new theme song for new theme song intro for Firefall. I'll probably play that Wednesday night on the porch. The new show, taking Reflections in the Dark off the air for now. If you're paying attention, and I hope you are, and if you're not, we have to have a conversation, because after listening to me this long and not paying attention, something's wrong, and I'm not doing my job. Big changes are coming, not just here, but in the world, in our lives. Changes in religion, politics, prophecy being fulfilled, end time events. What we're seeing happen is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more going on in the shadows. The other day, I had a talk with my father, spiritual father and mentor, Pastor Robert Shelley. We had a long conversation. And he asked me, he always says to me, what do you see? So he's one of the few people I will tell everything that I see. And then we'll discuss it. And he'll confirm, and we'll talk, and we'll do all that. And he said something, a man that's in his 80s, that has been in ministry for a long time. The church, believers, and the world are not ready for what's coming. Absolutely unprepared. And my goal is to become more focused on your preparation, my preparation. That's why I said that we've always been a finger in the eye of the fallen. I would like this new show and everything SRT does to become more than that. to push the enemy back, to become more aggressive. Wednesday night on the porch, we're going to be talking about David's confrontation with Goliath and how we can use it and what we can see in it that applies to us now. And I don't think I've taught this aspect of that event before. But as you can hear in my voice, I'm deadly serious, and I don't use that word lightly, about these changes and about what we're about to embark upon together. The supernatural response team is changing and it's morphing, and there are some plans for the future that I can't share yet. But the idea is we have got to stop being reactive and become proactive. Instead of waiting for a problem, we need to go where we know the problem's going to be. Now, you can't do that, or you may not be called to do that, but you can do it in your life. When you see something on the news, when you see a film, you see a TV show that bothers you, that offends your sensibilities, offends your spiritual perspective, make note of it. Make note of who made it. Make note of the company behind it. And you'll begin to see a pattern. And what you will see is a pattern of indoctrination and attack on those of us that have a specific spiritual mindset. I'm not only offended by that, I'm going to do something about it. And I believe the Lord's about to open those doors to let me do that. But I can't do it alone. I have to have your support, whether prayerfully, whether verbally, to edification, and financially, if you have the wherewithal. If you don't, don't. But this new show, Overwatch, just by its name, the computer decided to open up another browser. I guess my computer's excited. Just by its name, it will run alongside the concept of SRT. It'll run alongside the concept of what we've been doing for 10 years. I hope you'll support it. I hope I don't lose you over the next 3 weeks. The last time we took a break, a couple of years ago, we took part of the summer off, and I will be honest, it was a bad idea. We lost the majority of our audience. That was when we were over on Blog Talk. We were running 1,000 a week at that point. We, you know, supply and demand. When you don't offer the supply, they get their demand from someone else, and that's exactly what happened. So I'm hoping that you'll hang in there with me over the next 3 weeks. I'm hoping that you'll subscribe to the Spreaker app and watch for the announcements. Watch for a report or a post or something that might go up. Watch for things going on social media regarding Firefall and SRT and the porch. If you don't, I will understand. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't get this together quick enough to be ready next week or to have been ready tonight. This is probably something I should have done over December during the holiday times. It didn't work out that way. But I'm committed to this. This is going to happen. I will admit I am a little sad to see Reflections in the Dark go. But I also know that sometimes these things have to happen. If you have any questions, if you have any thing you'd like to know, you can go to firefalltalkradio.com, supernaturalresponse.net. You can reach out to me. I will do my best to get back to you as soon as I can. It's going to be a crazy week, lots of things going on, not the least of which this new show and acquiring the content, reaching out to some of the guests I have in mind. I will also warn you, you may not agree with everything I show and not everybody that I bring on. Like I said, this is going to be much more aggressive than it's ever been before. I may have to ask my, I don't want to say legal counsel, but the lawyer that counsels me in that regard. I may have to ask him to listen on a regular basis to keep me out of trouble. I just don't see any other way around it, folks. Not that I've ever minced words before, but I've walked lightly into certain areas. And like David, I think it's time to grab the sword and run headlong towards the giants and do what needs to be done. I think that's about it. I don't really have anything else to say. I don't want to belabor the point. If you don't know where we are in social media by now, you go to Facebook.com/Supernatural Response Team. Also /Firefall Talk Radio. You know the online sites. On Twitter, it's @Firefall Talk, @SRT612. And Instagram is @Supernatural Response. And of course, I'm the one posting all those, and I do my best to keep up on all of them. I want you to know how much I appreciate you. That's the reason I'm here doing this live. I could have recorded something. I could have just canceled the show and put it on the website. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to come on live to talk to you, to share with you what was going on, because I care about you that much. And I hope that the feeling is mutual. And I hope that you will get excited over the coming weeks. Be watching for the promos and the blurbs and the little things that will come about. So that on February 4th, in this time slot, Firefall Talk Radio will present Overwatch, and you'll be listening. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your support. I'm Richard Gunn, and for the last time...